Good evening. Welcome to the 2 Minutes with Vic podcast. I'm your host, Victor Salcido, and it is Thanksgiving. Already can't talk. It is Thanksgiving. Had to take another long break from the podcast and a lot of other things. Take care of some family business, but I think I've gotten a lot of things straightened away. A lot of things under control now. And I got to get back on this podcast grind. I got to get back to a lot of different things, actually. I haven't been investing as heavily as I should. Definitely need to be adding more to my positions. I need to get back on the ball with my wallet brand. I had a problem with my my distributor in China not allowing me to buy a certain amount of units at a certain price in order to have them branded the way I needed them to be branded. Because I'm starting a wallet brand called Flip, Minimalist Wallets. And basically it's this little Chinese wallet, Chinese magic wallet. If you're not familiar with the term, basically these little Chinese magic wallets, you know, you put money in and they would disappear. With this one, it doesn't disappear. But what does happen is that you'll put a, you know, bill, a $20 bill, let's just say, right, folded in half in the two pieces of leather that are interwoven with these black straps. You'll just open up the wallet, you'll place the bill on there and just close it, and then that's it. And then when you reopen it, your money, your bill will be safely secure in the wallet. So there is no like bifold, open up this wallet, stuff your bills in there, make sure they're nice and neat, fold it in half, and then have a giant bulky leather bulge in your pocket. I am going to be branding a minimalist wallet where when you want to insert bills, you just fold it in half. I think you can fold up to about like 20 bills. You just fold it in half, throw it in the wallet, close it, and forget about it. And then the next time you open it, it's safely secured in these nylon straps. Not nylon straps. What are they? They're like this like stretchy material. These black bands, black stretchy bands. I forget the material specifically, but it's a really nice minimalist leather wallet. Holds up to 12 cards and 20 bills. I'm really excited for that to get off the ground, but I had a lot of problems with this one distributor to get that going. So a little bit upset about that, but you know what, it is what it is, and we will keep pushing forward. It's Thanksgiving, so tonight I think the topic of being thankful would be something to really dwell on for a quick second. You know, what it means to be thankful and what you should be thankful for, you know. And when I think about being thankful, the first thing that comes to mind for me is not taking things for granted. You know, I think too often than not, we take luxuries for granted. More often than not, we don't truly appreciate the things that we really wanted when we didn't have it. You know, and it really makes you think back and reflect when you do actually get it. You know, so I think this Thanksgiving for my small audience that listens to this, really reflect on something that you're grateful for, that you know for a fact that you have, you know, taken for granted. You know, like I'm very, very, very thankful for my wife and like what she does for the household and the kids. And it is something that I definitely take for granted sometimes when I have to go work all night, let's just say. I come home at Excuse me. I come home at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I get beauty sleep and I wake up at 10 or 11. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe I've slept in this late knowing I have two kids, and look over at my wife and she's tired because she was up with them early so that I didn't have to be up with them as well, because, you know, I was working all night. So is that definitely is one of the biggest things I'm grateful for. Is being with someone who is thoughtful and takes in consideration, like, man, this motherfucker been working all night. Let me not wake him up for this little pee-pee diaper at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let me roll over and go do it for him. So I'm definitely definitely appreciative of that. What else am I extremely grateful for? My health, my family's health, my house, you know, the opportunity to work, make money, invest money, multiply my money. Definitely things I'm very grateful for this holiday season. But above all, definitely grateful for my wife's role in our family, in the household. I'm definitely extremely appreciative of that. So very thankful for that. Yeah, I think that's the biggest message of today. You know what I mean? Really reflect on something that you know that you take for granted. Take a moment to be thankful for it. Be a more appreciative for it. And hopefully that leads to you, you know, giving that person that you're thankful for, you know, something thoughtful, something considerate to them. Consider them next time you go out and get them something. It's like, man, I really got to show this person I really appreciate everything it is that they do for me, you know. Lord knows I'm definitely appreciative for my wife and what she does for the family. Yeah, I think that's just going to wrap it up. I don't want to have this drag on too long. It's Thanksgiving. I'm getting ready to finally get off work here, head back to the house, enjoy myself some Thanksgiving pozole. Excuse me. Enjoy myself some Thanksgiving pozole, because we decided not to go turkey route, turkey stuffing and yams this year. We decided to go with a big old pot of pozole, because not really a big fan of turkey. Not really a big fan of turkey at all. I don't understand why people wait 364 days to go buy a bird that they would otherwise never eat. Turkey. Oh my God. I don't know. If you've never noticed my plate at Thanksgiving, man, I will have the smallest. I will have the smallest slice of turkey possible. Like, don't give me the turkey leg. I don't want to take that turkey leg. Give me a little sliver so that I can make more room for the stuffing and the ham, honey, baked ham, you know, chicken and other meats. See, I don't understand why we don't do like steak at Thanksgiving. I don't think I've ever had a steak at Thanksgiving. I think that's what I need to start doing. I think that's going to be Thanksgiving 2021 on the Salcedo menu. I think a big, fat, juicy steak at Thanksgiving is in order. I don't understand why people eat this damn turkey. I know I can't be the only one. I can't be the only guy that doesn't like turkey. Excuse me. I know I can't be the only one. Because turkey, man, oh my God. It's just, there's nothing about it that makes me excited. I dread, and it's so funny. It's like, until this year, I've never really had the confidence to be like, no, I don't want it. I don't want that turkey. It's Thanksgiving. You don't want to eat a turkey. No, I don't want to eat the turkey. It's gross. I'm sorry. I just... You know, The turkey that comes out of that oven is not like the turkey ham that I get at the grocery store. Like the turkey I get at the grocery store, like the turkey ham that I get at the grocery store, it's like thin sliced. The meat is very bright. It doesn't look all dark and gray and moldy, you know what I mean? And it's not this overbearing taste of turkey. Yeah, there's a little twang of the bird, but God, I mean, I don't know. Maybe people aren't cooking it correctly or what, but when I see that, like, off-looking, gray, dead turkey meat being sliced and getting ready to be put on my plate, oh, man, I don't want to eat that. I don't want to eat that, you know? So this is the first year that I'm actually just like not eating turkey. I'm just not a big fan. not a big fan of that bird. Excuse me. Not a big fan of that bird, man. Not a big fan of that bird. Like I wish the grocery stores, similar with like chicken, like I wish you can go and find like, you know, turkey breasts. And I could just buy a nice, lean turkey breast in a package for like $9, you know? Take it home, season it. Like, how would you season a turkey? Like, I'm just thinking for myself, because I make a lot of steak and a lot of chicken. Like, I don't know how I would season a turkey. I typically like chili and lime. I have a chili lime dry rub made by Lowry's. Lawry. Apostrophe S, Lowry's. Lowry's, I'm probably butchering that name. But I have a chili, chili lime, I think that's, yeah. It's like a chili lime, chili limon dry rub that I like to put on my steak and on my chicken. And it's pretty damn good. It's not an overbearing flavor. And especially, you know, if you make the meat right, you know, I still want you to taste juicy steak on top of this little lemony, zesty, but little hint of chili flavoring. You know what I mean? That's how I like to cook my meat. Like, what would happen if I go and buy a turkey breast and then dry rubbed it? Dry rubbed it with chili lime sauce. I mean, chili lime dry rub. And then throw that on the skillet. Like, I don't think that's how I would cook it, right? Like I would probably be cooking it wrong, because I always assume that you have to bake turkeys, right? I think that's what you do. You bake a turkey. Like, I would be so clueless. Like, if I got a turkey on Thanksgiving, or at least 2-3 days before, and I freeze it and then pull it out on Wednesday night, like, I don't think I would know what to do with it. I just don't think I would know what I would do with a turkey. Like, the whole thing, just rub the whole thing in chili lime powder. Pull that thing out the freezer, defrost it in hot water in the sink, pull put that bitch on the table. All right, I gotta rub this whole goddamn thing with chili lime powder. And then what do? I mean, like, what, just rub it and just throw it in the oven? Like, oh, man, I would just be so hopeless. Like, no. Nope, I think it's just going to be steak for this guy. I think it's going to be steak for this guy next year. I think next year, 2021, I think I'm going to be making Thanksgiving steaks. Some Thanksgiving ribeyes or tri-tips or, you know, I don't know. I don't know, but anyways, that's going to be a wrap to this episode, this little Thanksgiving episode of the podcast. I think best thing to extrapolate is being thankful for something that you take for granted. You know, don't let that escape your brain. Definitely make sure you practice a little bit of Thanksgiving this Thanksgiving, and really reflect on something that you take for granted, and make sure that you accept that you were taking it for granted and then be thankful for it and then be more mindful to show your appreciation. You know, hopefully, you know, if it's a person, show appreciation to that person a little bit more since you were taking them for granted. Yeah, this has been a fun episode of the podcast. I want to make sure I get back on the ball with the podcast and actually do it daily, actually do it nightly, and make sure I get it done, because it's not that hard. It's not that hard to do, but when you get complacent and you have two kids, it's something a little hard to keep up with, but I'll make sure to start like setting alarms and putting it in the schedule. You know, I owe it to myself. I owe it to you guys to put out a podcast every day, you know? So, I appreciate you listening. It's always fun to do these, and it's always really cool to, you know, see that people are actually listening to this. So we got a whole Rolodex of, episodes to roll out. Let's see, if it's November 26th, I think I should be able to get out 30 plus episodes, before the new year. So let's see if I can actually hold on to my word. Let me practice what I preach. Let me walk the walk and not just talk the talk, you know, and get this podcast rolling. But again, I appreciate you listening, and I cannot wait to see you on the next one. Happy Thanksgiving.